Zakta Eilga Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Peya Perik Ches Mishnah Gimel. At the end of Mishnah Beis, we learned that we will believe the Yoni when he says it's Pater and Maestris, because I got it as a gift, type of gift that's Pater and Maestris, but only if it's common that he should get this type of a gift. For example, says the Mishnah Vayter, Nemanim Alachitin. Amaretz was poor. We'll believe him when he says that he got wheat. For example, says the Batanur, he says, this wheat was Maeser Sheini. Someone gave it to me. It's Patra and Maestris. You don't have to take off any Maestris. But Ve'enem manam ala kemach, v'lei lepas. If he shows us flour and says, oh, I got this as the gift, or bread, we won't believe him. Now, if he tells us he got it as wheat, and he grinded it into flour and baked it, we believe him. But if he says he got ready-made kemach, or even more so, bread, we won't believe him. Because that's not usually given. Says the Batanura, it's not the derech to be mechalek meiser oni in the form of kemach or pas. For that matter, the other things mentioned in the Mishnah. For example, nemanim al ha'soyres shel oyres. Okay, we'll go to the second shtar of the Batanura over here. They're believed to say that I got this rice in its shell. Rice has like a hard shell that covers its grain when it grows. That's usually how it's given. But the Einam on him, he won't be believed if he says, I got it with the shells removed, Bein Chai, whether it's raw, Bein Mevushal, or it's cooked, for that matter, Nemon Amalav Poil. He's believed to say that the whole beans that he got is a type of gift that's Potter and Maisris. That's how I got it. But the Einam on him, Al Hagrisin, if he says he got it as crushed beans, he would not be believed, loy chayim v'loy mevushalim, whether they're raw or cooked. Now here too, if he says, I got it as raw beans and I turned it into cereal, or I got it as rice in the shell and I took it off, he's believed. But if he says he got it ready-made, then we say, uh-oh, we're not so sure. Although in most cases, it was not the derech to give the oni something that was processed, but there's usually an exception to almost every rule. Remember, one of my Rebbeim once said, every rule has an exception, including this rule, that every rule has an exception. Some don't. Nemanim, they are believed, ala shemen, on oil. Loim et seishal maiser ani. In other words, if he shows us oil and says, don't worry about maisers, I got it as maiser ani. So we're not going to say, no one gives oil. They give olives. That's not true. When it comes to oil, the derech was to squeeze it out and give it as oil. One of the matnas aniyim, one of the things you have to leave for the poor is called zeisei nikuf. These are individual olives that remain in the tree after the olives were removed. But derech klal, you didn't make oil out of these. There were too few of it. Or it could be that they were left there because they weren't ripening properly. So if the ani comes along and says, oh, this oil came from zeisei nikuf, then we don't believe it. If he says it was maaser ani, let's say we believe it. It would taka be the derech to give oil. But if he says, they say nikuf, we don't believe him. Ve'ein namanam olav, on oil. Loimer to seishal, they say nikuf, who? Because b'derech klal, he would have not gotten it as oil. He would have had the whole olives. And we already mentioned in regard to all trees, with the exception of grapes, there are two matnas aniyim, shikha and peya. So what's they say nikuf? The Rambam holds this is shikha. In other words, it was forgotten over there, so you don't go back to take it. Because there were so few, it was common to forget it. Some Rishonim hold that this was actually peya. It's not necessarily forgotten, but you have an obligation to leave it for the poor. Either way, in regard to these olives, we don't believe him when he says that he got it as oil. All right, so chazing over our Mishnah, and as we explained, Mishnah Gimel really is a continuation of what we learned at the end of Mishnah Beis. At the end of Mishnah Beis, we learned that whether we're talking about a Niyam, poor people, or a Levi, who is an Ama Oretz, and we said that in both cases they are believed when they say that this produce is Pater and Maestris, because they got it through a way that it's Pater and Maestris. For example, it's Maeser Ani. So fine, they are believed, but only if this is taka something that normally people would give as Maeser. For example, if he says he got wheat for Maeser Ani, we believe him. Even if right now it's flour or bread, as long as he says he got it when it was wheat. But if he says he got flour or bread, we don't believe him. If he says he got rice still in the shell, we believe him. If he says he got it peeled already, whether it's raw or cooked, we're not going to accept that. If he says he got whole beans as a matana, and therefore it's pater, on maisis we believe him. But if he says he got them crushed, whether it's raw or cooked, we don't believe him. However, if he says he received this oil as maaser ani, then we do believe him, because that was taka the derech, to first squeeze out the oil and then to give it to him. Unless it's zeisei nikuf, we explained, are the olives that have to be left on the tree, single olives. Over there, the derech is to give the whole olive, so therefore, we don't believe him when he says he got it in the form of oil. All right, so again, you can go on to the next mission. I just wanted to point out an interesting thing that the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos discuss. When we say nemonim alachitin, and the other examples in the Mishnah, so what's the Ani saying? What did I get here? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says, could be tainus, it's leket, it's shikcha, it's peya, or it's maaser ani. The Batanura says it's maaser ani. Why not leket shikcha peya? So some explain, because leket shikcha peya, you don't give. The ani takes it for himself. So if we're getting into a discussion here of what type of produce you give, that wouldn't fit with leket shikcha peya. You don't give that. You leave it on the field and he takes it. Maaser ani is something that we give. So we have to see what type of food do people give for a maaser ani. Still, many of the Shoinim do understand the Mishnah is referring to everything, leket shikcha peya also, and there are different explanations for that, but I just wanted to point that out.